Hi. Welcome to another episode of People Really Suck. And in this one, I recorded a few versions. And I wasn't sure what to go with. Because usually when I record episodes, it's usually like something that I'm going through in my life or something that I have gone through. And like I'll feel inspired in the moment. And I feel that people would relate to it. And when I say usually, I mean like right now. So this is one of those times where I feel like what I'm going through or what I've been experiencing and learning might help people that are not myself. I don't know what I'm saying half the time. I feel like I just talk out of my ass and I try to make it make sense. But like, basically, I'm going through some learning, and I feel like it would be beneficial for a lot of people to also learn this, because as we grow and develop as humans in the world, things that were like seen as normal or what they were in the past tend to change into the future, because we learn like more about ourselves and more about others and more about how the world really, really works. So I think it was, two episodes ago where I talked about cheating. And I have a more developed theory on that. So I'm going to add on to that, because I've been watching a lot of TikTok on my downtime and on the videos that you get basically are algorithmic. That's not a word. It's your algorithm. It aligns to what you watch and all that jazz. So anyway, let's just start from that one, because I feel like it'll be very useful. So when people cheat, that's the sucky part, right? Anyway, sorry, I just got a text from my mom. I had to read it. So anyway, when people cheat, it sucks. But this theory, which is, I don't think a theory, it's basically what happens, or what it is, makes more sense to it. So, you know how there's jealous significant others, right? So, like, you go out somewhere and, like, a girl hits on your boyfriend or a guy hits on your girlfriend, and you all get mad at, like, the person doing the flirting, right? But you don't get mad at your significant other for not stopping them. Like, let's say, like, you know, you're out with your boyfriend and some girl, like, kind of hits him up. And he does, like, say, like, you know, thanks for the compliment, but I have a girlfriend. Like, we're good. That's fine. But, like, if this girl hits on him and he, like, flirts back and, like, you automatically get mad at that girl, like, it's not the girl's fault. And I know I'm going to hear a lot of, like, what the fuck? What do you mean? Like, you meet a random person at a bar, like, this girl doesn't even know he's in a relationship, you know? What if you went to the bathroom and he was just standing there waiting for you, you know? Like, she doesn't know. She sees, like, a hot guy or whatever, and she's interested. That's not her fault for hitting on him, because she wouldn't have known. She doesn't know. There's no wedding ring on his finger. And even if there is, like, a ring on his finger, I wear a lot of rings, and I wear them on, like, the wedding finger, and my rings do look like wedding bands a lot of times, because I like those kind of rings. Who's going to stop me from wearing them, right? Like, regardless, I still get hit on, and I'm obviously, like, I'm not married, but regardless, it looks like a wedding ring. Like, who knows what people wear? Like, no one's going to automatically assume. So she's just going to hit on the guy. And if your man reciprocates it, then he's the problem, not her. Like, and why am I talking about this is because I stumbled on a lot of TikTok videos. And, like, these girls would make videos of, like, oh, we go to a bar, a girl hits on my man, he flirts back, I let her have him. And I'm just like, whoa, that's, like, a power move. But also, like, I read the comments, and they're just like, no, you're absolutely right. Because if he wanted you, he wouldn't have flirt back. It's literally that. And it's so true. Like, you're giving, yes, it's like, oh, but you're giving the girl an open invitation by letting him flirt. Like, no, he's giving the girl an open invitation to flirt because he flirt back. You know, like, it's one thing to take a compliment, but it's a whole other thing to flirt back with somebody. And I hate it when people are just like, oh, I'm just a flirtatious person. And I said this in the last cheating episode. There is no such thing as a flirtatious person. There is absolutely no such thing unless you literally are single and ready to mingle and you're just flirting with everybody. That's a different thing. If you're in a full-blown relationship and you're out there flirting with other people, chances are you don't give a fuck about who you're dating. If you're in a full-blown relationship and you, like, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So that's what I wanted to talk about. I'm basically scrapping some of the cheating that I was talking about. Because, yes, your significant other, well, no, actually, I'm still within agreeing with what I said. Your significant other is the problem. It's never the other person. Like, even if, I know, this one's going a little far, but even if the person knows that you are dating, like, even if they know that you're, like, engaged, you're married, you're together in a relationship, and that person hits on your significant other, it's still not their fault. Like, sure, it's not a good thing. Like, they should have more self-restraint. Like, they should be like, yo, that person's involved with somebody. I'm not even going to think about them. But, you know, no one's going to stop anybody. Like, look at my dad. It's a great example. I mean, he had a lot of women hitting on him. And I'm not saying that he's like some kind of, ew, no, absolutely not. But he's had women hit on him. And he's always reciprocated every single time. What I mean, he's cheated on my mom so many times. Which, you know, they're divorced. It's fine. You know, whatever. But, like, it's a good example to this story. Sorry, to this topic. It doesn't matter. Like, somebody else can hit on your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your significant other, your partner. It doesn't matter if they know that they're with someone or not. It is your partner's job to be like, thanks, but no thanks. Like, I'll go as far as to say, like, the women that my dad would cheat on my mom with, it was never their fault. It was literally never their fault, even though they knew he was married. Because, like, sure, again, like, you should be respectful of the relationship 100%, but you're not going to stop people. And if you truly love who you're with, you are just going to stop them. You literally just be like, you know, thank you for the compliment. I really appreciate it. But, you know, I love my wife, or I love my husband, and I love my partner, and I don't want to lose them. I don't want to be with anybody else. So thanks, but no thanks. It's not that hard. People are always entitled to talk about what they love and what they don't love. People are always entitled to catch feelings for other people. It's not our fault if these people end up being in relationships. It happens. Like, I'm watching Caroline in the City. And I don't know if any of you have seen this. It's a sitcom from the 90s. And I feel like it's not as popular as it should have been. But I'm forcing myself to sit through the fourth season only because I hate, absolutely hate one of the characters. But the other parts of the show is amazing. Just this one character drives me up a fucking wall. I hate him. I mean, I'd rather see him on the show and just deal with it and just yell at it, because you know what? It adds spice to the show. It makes me feel a type of way. But I still hate him and I wish he wasn't part of it. But anyway, I'm watching this show. And the main character, Caroline, was dating this guy, Dell. Okay? And her friend, Richard, fell madly in love with her. That time he was okay. Now I hate him. So anyway, it smells like a fire. Okay, it's just me. I think it's because I made pizza. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, so interesting tangents I'm throwing myself out here. But anyway, so he falls in love with Caroline and she's like engaged to Dell, to this guy. okay? You can't help who you end up having feelings for. Caroline never found out until way later, but that's besides the point. Like, Richard had no choice. Feelings are out of our own control. He fell for somebody that was in an engagement, and he had to try to get over her. Did he get over her? No, because they start dating later on. But regardless, like, if he were to tell Caroline that very moment, which he did try, she just never got the note, that he was in love with her, like, it would have been on Caroline's ballpark to react in a proper manner. And funny enough, Richard actually marries Julia, like, in season 3 or something. I'm literally spoiling the show. I don't think anyone's going to watch it anyway, even though you should. Even though I'm spoiling it, you should still watch it, because you'll see it unfold in your own way, not my way. Yeah, he marries this Julia lady because, you know, Caroline is not for him. She's, like, dating someone else, not even Del. Like, they broke up. But anyway, he marries another person, and then Caroline falls in love with him. It's like, once they're unavailable, they're attainable. Like, they want it. But yeah, so Caroline falls in love with him, and she makes it a little bit more obvious, but, like, she still hides it from him. But it's very obvious. Like, Richard is more aloof about it all. But yeah, eventually he cheats on his wife with her because he's like, I've been madly in love with you this whole time, and I just thought that you weren't attainable or whatever. And he cheats on his wife with her. And that's what I mean. Like, that's the problem about, like, TV shows and sitcoms and all that shit and movies, that sometimes they make cheating look okay. Because, like, oh, but that's the love of their life. Like, that was worth it. Like, no. Even if it's the love of your life, you dump the person you're with and then you go after them. You do not hurt the person you're with by cheating on them. You just tell them, hey, like, you know, it's not working out. I'm sorry. Go find somebody that, you know, will treat you better than I have. And I'm going to go and not tell you what I'm going to do. Like, and then just go with the person you want to be with. But, like, what I'm saying is, in this aspect, I know if Caroline found out that Richard was in love with her when she was engaged to Del, she would have broken up with Del. She wouldn't have done anything with Richard at all. But, like, Richard, he's such an asshole. I hate him. He's, like, such a waste of space. I hate him. He goes off and cheats on his wife because he's, like, everybody knows I've been in love with Caroline. So this, like, kind of crosses out the bad part of this. Like, this makes it okay. Like, it really doesn't. And that's why, you know, Julia gets mad at Caroline. Julia knows Caroline is the, the enemy. She knows that Caroline's the enemy throughout the whole season. Like, I think she's in 2 seasons where she's, like, married to Richard. And she basically tries to ruin Caroline's life all the time by making things harder for her and stuff, because she sees her as the enemy, because she knows that Richard cares for her. But, like, that's the bad reaction. Like, Caroline didn't do anything. She didn't even hit on Richard. She didn't do anything. Like, yeah, I said she made it a little bit more obvious that she likes Richard, but not to the point where, you know, she's licking his face or something. It just, you know, she shows that she cares and that's it. But, like, Richard giving her the benefit of the doubt, Richard being there for Caroline at every single calling, like, that is his fault. So that's what I'm saying. Like, those TikToks that have been popping up on, like, my For You page, my algorithm, like, kind of taught me a lesson. Even though I already knew this, I always felt like it was always a significant other's fault if they cheat, because it 100% is. It's never the other person, to be honest. Like, if anything, it's the other person's fault by, like, 10%. Like, 90% it's the significant other's, because the truth is that other person probably has no ties to anybody else. They're most likely single, and they're just shooting their shot. You know, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And if it does, it does. And sometimes, half the time, they don't even know that this person's with somebody. Chances are your significant other lied to them, because it happens. Like, how many times you've heard, like, you know, I'm dating somebody and then I find out they have a whole ass family, or they have a whole ass girlfriend on the side, or a whole ass boyfriend. Like, it happens, which is so scary to be dating then. But, like, I agree with it. I 100% believe it's the significant other's fault. So next time you're at a bar or something with your significant other, you could do a test and you can check their loyalty like that. And them saying like, oh, I'm just flirtatious, or oh, I was just being nice. Like, no, you can be nice by saying, you know what, I appreciate that compliment. It's very sweet of you. But I'm going to go back to my girlfriend. Or you just say thank you and you walk away. You don't flirt back. There's a difference between thanking somebody and flirting with somebody. So all you out there that like somebody that's in a relationship, go ahead, try it out. Who's going to stop you? No one's going to stop you. It's your own moral code if you think you're doing a bad thing. Like in my moral code, it is 100% a bad thing to hit on somebody that's knowingly in a relationship. But at the same time, it's not going to hurt you. The worst that will happen, they'll be like, hey, you know I'm dating somebody, right? And if they say that, then you know that that's your cue to let it go, to drop it. Obviously, sometimes people will say that to cover their ass and they will flirt with you still. That's still a problem. Because how many times have I heard from people that they'll just be like, oh, you know, my boyfriend said he was like at some place and this girl was flirting with him and he said that he has a girlfriend, but she was relentless. So he just kept the conversation going until he left. So, you know, he could like appease her or something, but he never meant any of it. Like, no, if you don't mean it, don't do it. But chances are he meant it. That's why he did it. Like, they'll still say like, oh, you know, I'm in a relationship. Like, I just want you to know that. They're just warning them. They're not telling them like, oh, I'm not going to be interested in you. I'm not going to flirt with you or anything because I'm in a relationship. They're just saying like, I want you to know this fact about me. So if it ever comes up again, you're not going to be surprised. Like if my girlfriend tries to hound you, don't be surprised. Even though the girlfriend shouldn't hound that girl, they should hound their boyfriends for being assholes. So all you jealous boyfriends, girlfriends, partners out there, that unhealthy jealousy, which I've dealt with, and it's so disgusting. Jealousy stems from insecurity. And jealousy is a plague. And jealousy is a waste of time. There's no reason to be jealous. If your partner wants to be with you, they will. If they flirt back with somebody because someone flirted with them, that means they don't want to be with you. Simple as that. There is no reason to get jealous over this girl or this guy, this person hitting on your partner. There's no reason to yell at them, be mad at them, and whatever. The only person you should be mad at is your significant other. That is it. You know, if this person that is hitting on them ends up being like one of your friends, like, sure, you can be like, you know that I'm dating him. Like, why are you doing that? You can 100% do that because, you know, that's just bad moral code. But still, it is kind of like, I know what I'm saying is like, oh, then even if you're in a relationship, it's definitely still a free for all. Because truth be told, it is. Everything is still a free for all. The only person restricting anybody from going to somebody else is yourself. Your partner is not holding you back. Why do you think so many cheating scandals happen? Why do you think that? Because the truth of the matter is relationships are so fluid and fluctuating, and people are too. And that's why polygamy exists, like open relationships, all that shit. Because some people just can't handle being with one person, which is totally fine. And I respect that. But as long as they're open about it, that's good. But if you're somebody who says that you're a devout monogamous person, then don't cheat, because obviously you are comfortable being with one person. Are you dumb? Regardless, monogamous, polygamous, doesn't matter. When it comes to cheating, it is never the other person's fault, ever. Even if they're your friend and they know you're in a relationship, if they bite the bullet and your significant other bites back, that is on them. You know, they could just come up to you and be like, yo, like, I told your friend to leave me alone. I'm just letting you know. So if they're mad, they'll be mad, but they hit on me. So you don't need to hate them for that. It just happened. Like, sure, you can hate them for that. It doesn't matter. Like, that's on you. But I would be happy that my significant other did nothing and did come up to me about it. Now, obviously, you know, that's kind of trusting their word. I'm not a very trustworthy person, as in I don't trust anybody. I am a trustworthy person. I just don't trust anybody. But anyway, like, if my partner did come up to me and say, like that, like, I told your friend to not hit on me, and they did stop hitting on me, but I'm just letting you know that they did. So they're probably not going to talk to us for the rest of the night because it's embarrassing. Then that's fine. Like, I'll be like, okay, cool. And I'll notice that. And if my friend, like, says that happened, then it happened. If they lie about it and say, like, oh, like, your boyfriend hit on me, like, I'll look into this. I'll figure it out. Either way, like, there's a difference. You will see a difference. If your significant other entertains someone else just because they say, like, oh, they don't want to cause any problems, like, no, cause a problem. Make a scene. Make it a problem. Because if you do not like anybody else but your partner, there is no reason for you to be accepting any flirtation from anybody else. So that's why I love the TikTok algorithm. I learn so much, but also I learn about what I already thought, because I already thought that I just needed somebody to put in words. I mean, I had this friend, we'll call her Penelope. It's the same Penelope I talked about before. She was dating this guy, we'll call him Jake, because I don't remember his name that I gave him in the other episode. But anyway, she was dating Jake. Thing about Penelope, she's super jealous and protective and crazy. I don't know why, but because of that, like, her insecurity showed a lot. Like, Jake couldn't even sit next to a girl sometimes because she would get heated. And, like, the girl wouldn't even hit on him or anything. Chances are it was me just sitting next to him just talking about nothing. And she'd be like, okay, he can't sit there for longer than that because then she's going to try to hit on him. And I'm just like, chances are for the past 5 minutes, the girl would have already tried to hit on him. Like, what are you doing? And actually, there was a New Year's Eve party that I went to with a bunch of my friends, and Penelope and Jake were there. But they weren't the problem. We'll call this girl Samantha. She was in our friend group, and she was dating... I'm trying to choose a name. Aaron. So me and Aaron were like butt buddies. Like, we could read each other's minds. Like, we were just so similar. We would call each other twins all the time. Like, we just understood each other. We could just look each other, and it's like reading minds, you know? That's what kind of friends we were. It was like a friend group of about like six people. And anyway, it was a bunch of people at this New Year's Eve party. So, like, me and Aaron were, like, talking, and I was actually, like, flirting with a guy on my Snapchat. So, I'm just saying, I wasn't hitting on anybody else but somebody through my phone. So, me and Aaron were just, like, talking and stuff, and at one point, he, like, looked like he was gonna get sick. So, I kind of, like, went up to him. I was like, yo, dude, are you all right? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, okay, just let me know if you need anything, because I know all of us are fucking drunk as fuck, except for me, thankfully. So if you need help, just let me know. And then I walked away. And then, like, weeks after that, like, I was so busy at work, I didn't even notice, but my friends weren't reaching out to me. Like, how could I not notice? Like, trust me, when you're, like, working, working a lot and stuff, and I had a lot of family things going, I didn't even notice until, like, one day I was like, you know what? I finally have a free, like, day after work. I'll probably go visit them at the hookah bar, because that's where they worked, or Samantha worked at the time. So I hit her up. I was like, hey, Sam, I'm going to pull up after work because I have a free afternoon and I miss seeing you guys. It's been a while. And she, like, bitched me out through her phone. She's like, I don't want to see your face. And I was like, girl, what the fuck is going on? Like, are you mad because I haven't been coming? Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know I was working. And she's like, no, you hit on Aaron. And I was like, what? What do you mean I hit on Aaron? So then she didn't respond. I texted Penelope and I was like, hey, like, what is going on? Like, I know Samantha's mad at me about something, but I have no idea what she's getting on at. And she's like, no, you know what you did. I was like, Penelope, if I knew what I did, I wouldn't have asked the question. I'm not acting like a naive, innocent, stupid dumbass. Like, I literally don't know. And she's like, no, you know what you did. Like, you hit on Aaron and you know that he was in a relationship. Like, are you that delusional? And I was like, Penelope, one, this isn't even your relationship. You don't need to get all defensive about it. But two, I did not hit on him. Like, I'm going to be straight up. Like, you know I was, like, Snapchatting another dude that I was trying to get with that night. Didn't work out, by the way. But, you know, I tried. I tried. And she knows that I was doing that because I was showing her the Snapchats as well during the night. Like, if anything, I was hitting on somebody else that wasn't even there. And then she was just like, no, if you didn't even mean to come off that way, you came off as flirting. And he told Samantha that. So you should learn your lesson and apologize and probably never show your face here. And I was like, listen, if I actually have flirted, I would apologize and I would feel bad. But I didn't. Like, at this point, I wish I did so I could have some kind of, I don't know, defense, because I just look like I'm stupid. But no, like, what I told her is, like, you know, I swear to God, I did not hit on this guy. Like, I do not find him attractive in any way. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just checked up on him, and if anything, and we were just talking about nonsense. And she's like, no, no, Samantha told me everything that Aaron told her, and what you did is evidently flirting. At the end of the day, that whole situation, he wanted to get out of the relationship. He used me as a scapegoat. Because, like, not even a week after that, they broke up. But besides the point, you see how Samantha got mad at me? And so did Penelope, even though they knew me. And I stated clearly I didn't want to be with him. And to this day, I have never once thought about that man romantically. I have never been with him ever. Like, I could have been with him after they broke up, 100%. But I didn't want to because I was never interested in him. I know this is a part, like, a different situation to what I was saying, but, like, instead of getting mad at him, they got mad at me. And I know he probably, like I said, he used me as a scapegoat. He probably told her, like, oh my God, I hit on him and I gave him no other way out or some shit. But, like, you don't need to defend your man. If he doesn't want me, he'll tell me he doesn't want me and we move on. Sure, you can get mad at me that I even thought about it because we were friends. But, like, I'm allowed to shoot my shot. But I definitely didn't. He is not my type. Like, I don't know. It was so hilarious to me. I was literally at work, like, laughing at those messages. Like, I was like, this is insane. Like, are you kidding me? But, yeah, like, I understand why you'd get mad at me. I would get mad at me too if I found out about that. But I would 100% investigate it further. Only because I knew them. Let's say the roles were reversed and Samantha would be hitting on my boyfriend, Aaron. Not the same guy, obviously. I'm just going to use the same names because less confusing. Like, I would have asked her about it. I wouldn't have automatically accused her of doing it. I would have been like, hey, like, I just want to, like, connect the dots here. If you remember anything from that night, like, what happened? And obviously, everybody can lie to make themselves look better. I don't care. But chances are, from the friendship that we already had, I thought we were close. So I feel like she would have told me the truth. And then I would have talked to Aaron and been like, bro, you an asshole. See, I can't even say, like, babe or anything because gross. But, like, you lied. Like, if she had only asked me in the nicest way, like, actually inquired about it, she would have found out that that's not what happened. And we wouldn't have gotten into this big fight for nothing that I didn't even know was happening. And that stems from being jealous and insecure. And that's why I love those TikToks, because it's like proving a point of, like, listen, I don't need to waste my time being jealous. I don't need to waste my time fighting other bitches for you. If they want you and you want them, go. Obviously, you don't give a fuck about me. Obviously, you don't care about me. Because if you only wanted me, you wouldn't even think about them. Like, oh, this girl's hitting on you? Okay. Go right ahead. I trust you know what you want. If you reciprocate it, okay, I will go find someone else. But if you don't reciprocate it, then that proves to me that you love me. And it's like somebody could totally battle that and be like, wow, you got trust issues or whatever. Like, no, I trust my man to not hit on her. I trust that. And if he hits on her, then he proves me wrong and it's done. And then you can say, oh, you're not giving him a chance. Like, what chance do I need to give him? If he's hitting on someone else, it's obvious he doesn't want me. It's not rocket science. Relationships are that simple. People just make it so fucking complicated. Where they're just like, oh, this girl just like hit on him because he was drunk and he didn't know what to do. Like, no matter how drunk I got, no matter if I was in a relationship, I had never hit on anybody else. Never. Me super drunk, chances are my boyfriend was with me and I was hitting on him. Like, I don't understand how you can hit on somebody else. Like, it just doesn't cross my fucking mind. When I'm drunk as fuck, like, all I can think about is my boyfriend. Like, that's it. And when I'm not with anybody, I just don't think about anybody. Because when I'm drunk, I don't think about having sex. I think about partying and drinking more and having a good time. Like, that's just normal. Okay, sometimes I think about sex, but I'm not over here trying to hit up on every man that I see, okay? I just have a good time, right? But I've heard from certain friends of mine that when they get drunk and some person hits on them, they go along because they're drunk and they don't know what's happening. And I'm like, but you telling me this means you know what's happening. Because if you didn't know, you wouldn't have told me this because you wouldn't have known it was happening. Like, if you get blackout drunk or, like, plastered, chances are you don't remember what's happening. So it looks like you remember well enough that that happens, that you have inclined to tell me that that happens. And you're in a relationship. Like, you're aware enough. You're just aware enough that this is happening. You can 100% stop. You can be like, yo, thanks, but no thanks, no matter how drunk I am. And obviously, things happen when people get really drunk. They get taken advantage of and all that shit. You can be so plastered that you really don't know what's happening. And that's where rape happens and all that nice stuff like that. But I am not talking about that at all. At all. Because these people that have come forward to me and told me that story, that somebody would hit on them and they just would reciprocate it because they don't even know what's happening, I'm like, were you raped? Like, that's a question I ask because I need to know how to react to what they're saying. Because, like, if it was involuntary and you're literally being forced to sleep with somebody, that's rape. And, you know, you could be heavily drunk and you really don't know what's happening. That's a serious issue. But if you're over here saying, like, I can't get drunk because I let people hit on me and I entertain that idea because I'm just so drunk, I don't know how to say no. It's a very, very thin line. It's a very thin line that you are walking on, my good sir. Thin as fuck. Because it could be you're using alcohol as an excuse to hit on somebody. Or you really don't know what's happening and you're just constantly getting used, if not raped. And chances are, it is definitely the first one. You're basically getting away with murder. Because if your significant other catches you, you just tell them, yo, I was drunk. I didn't even notice that it wasn't you. And using alcohol as an excuse is 100% cheating. Like, I just don't understand how people, like, relationships are simple. People make it complicated. And I don't understand how people can continue to do that. For me, after all the shit that I've been through, simple. It is simple. There's no thin lines, no black and white or gray. There's just fucking black. There's nothing else you can fucking see other than the rules of the road. Like, if I end up being with somebody again, which it's going to happen, obviously. We all end up being with somebody. And they entertain somebody else. Done. Like, you can have them. And they'll be like, oh, wow, you're just so sensitive. Like, I was just having fun. I'd be like, no, that's not fun to me. You don't see me hitting on anybody else. So, done. You can have them. I don't care. I'm actually not giving a fuck. And I've had this argument before with a significant other. They're just like, wow, like, you're overreacting and all this shit. It's like, no, I'm actually underreacting. Like, I don't care. Like, if you want to entertain somebody else, that is actually fine. Like, you do what you want. Like, I don't care. And they'll be like, oh, you're being sarcastic and whatever. You're being passive aggressive. Like, I'm actually not. Like, I truly mean it. If you don't want to be with somebody, it's easy for you to cheat. And there's so many ways you find a way to cheat. But at the end of the day, people make relationships complicated when they're simple. You could just leave them. There's no reason for you to entertain somebody else. Absolutely no reason. Like, if you're with somebody, be with that somebody. But if it comes to the point where you're allowing certain cheating behaviors, you're getting way too comfortable, like it gets boring for you, you leave. I know the world can be scary. You know, being single and out there alone in the world can be scary. Because you would always have that backup. Like, no matter who rejects you out there, you can always go home to your significant other because they're there. They're always going to be there waiting for you. That sounds comfortable to me too. I don't blame you. Because you can get rejected, but you could still end up going home and having sex. Because you have somebody there. But that's just selfish. And who's to say you shouldn't be selfish, right? Be selfish in a smarter way. Don't drag somebody along with you. Because they deserve to be happy too. What you're doing is hurting them. And I know you're being selfish. You don't give a fuck. You should. At least this one time. Get a fuck buddy. So that chances are that if you go out and you get no one, you at least have your fuck buddy. No one gets hurt. That significant other you had might find somebody that doesn't feel like cheating on them. And you can have fun. And you'll always have your backup. Your fuck buddy. I fucking found the solution to everything. I'm a genius. I should get paid for this. But yeah, like, this is, I guess, cheating round two. Like, you can always find a solution to your problems. So if you're always finding a reason to back yourself up to excuse a cheating behavior, chances are you're just over your person. They have... that chapter of your life with them has ended. And you're just making it a horrible sequel to this novel that nobody wants to read because it's just terrible. You drop them. Let them go find somebody they will actually love and will actually love them. And you find yourself. Go out there. Fuck everybody. Have a good time. Go crazy. Just don't drag somebody with just because you're too comfortable to let them go. Don't drag somebody just because you're too scared. Don't drag somebody because you're just used to them. Being alone may teach you some things that you didn't know that you needed to know. I hope this episode taught you some shit. Because this has taught me, again, it opened the mind that I already had opened, but... trust me, next relationship I'm in, I'm not taking shit. And even right now, like, I don't want to be in a relationship. I kind of want to fuck around and have a good time and live my life. I'm only in my 20s once. So, I don't care. But also watch Caroline in the City. It's really good. It's on Paramount Plus. I'm not sponsored by them, but I probably should be. But, you know, fuck Richard. He's the worst character on the show. Absolutely atrocious. I hate him. He reminds me of my ex-fiance, but worse. Not actually worse. Like, my ex-fiance was terrible. This guy just has, like, terrible traits that are like his. Hate it. But, yeah. Take this lesson to heart. Just take it. You're somewhere with your SO... and they're getting hit on, and they reciprocate, literally let it happen. And just tell them, be like, okay, you know, have a good night. I'm going to go to me. and just delete my number. Thanks. And if they chase you, you just keep walking. You don't ever look back. There's no point to waste your time with that. And also, if you're the person accepting flirtatious remarks from somebody, look at yourself and realize that you do not want to be with your partner anymore. You want to be with someone else. So just leave and be with that someone else. Be happy and let your partner be happy with someone else. Why can't we all just be happy? Okay? It makes sense to me, right? Anyway, everyone should just be single for now. Figure themselves out, because I feel like everybody in my like friend group and age range, they're just like, they don't know what they want. I feel like everybody needs to break up with whoever they're with and find themselves. Because I don't think anyone needs to be in a relationship right now. Like, I feel like everyone is just in their fucking like middle stage of their like life where they're just like, I need to figure myself out. And having a partner, you can figure yourself out. But they're not really figuring themselves out with the partners that they have. So I'm like, you guys need to separate. All of you. If you end up getting back together, you end up getting back together. But at least you'll have figured yourself out. But for now, I feel like being single for a little bit, just to like find yourself, find what you like, what you don't like, and all that shit, it is needed. Especially in the growing times of your 20s, you know? So like, break up with your boyfriend. Break up with your girlfriend. Break up with your partner. Because I'm bored. No, because you got to find yourself. And again, doesn't mean you can't be with that person that you're with right now. You can 100% go back to them. But I feel like this is the time where I just see a lot of cheating behaviors from a lot of these people. And it may be really subtle and it may be really strong, but it still happens. So that's why I'm just like, I think there needs to be a separation, because you're allowing the cheating to happen, which means you're trying to figure yourself out. And maybe your partner is trying to figure themselves out too, but you're holding them back by cheating and stringing them along. Like, break up, figure it out, get back together, or find somebody that you actually want to be with. And if it is that person, then good for you. And if it's not, good for you even more. Like, cheating is never an excuse, no matter what form it is in. Don't do it. Just stop. There's a simple way to get out of this kind of situation. And chances are you're going to end up happier in the end of the day. Don't be Richard Kurinsky, who sleeps with his best friend because he hates his wife secretly. Don't do that. If you're in love with your best friend and you're in a relationship, fucking leave them. Be with your best friend. It's not hard. And maybe that will work out and maybe that won't. But at least you'll have tried it and it won't be sitting in the back of your head. Don't be Richard Kurinsky. Don't be stupid. Okay? What if you're in love with your fucking partner's brother or sister? Or you're in love with some random girl you met at a Starbucks? Who knows? If that person's sitting in the back of your head while you're laying in bed with your significant other, you need to leave. It is a done deal. Just like Johnny Depp says, if you love the person that you're with first, you would have never caught feelings for the second person. And I stand by that till the day that I die. Anyway, have a good night, and I will see you on the next episode. I hope you enjoyed that little rant, because I needed to add on to the last episode because I had more info. And I told you I might do this, and I did.